Sure Country, 103.9 KGRT. Good morning, Breakfast with Big Red. All right, on the phone with me today, a very special guest, Marta Elva. Book is called American Tumbleweeds, born in Juarez, raised in El Paso. Marta, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you. This is a pleasure.
All right, before we get started, we want to give people a little bit of background about who you are and why we're talking to you this morning. So, like I said, you were born in Juarez, you were raised here in El Paso. Give folks a little bit of your background as to the area that you have, you know, obviously have some roots to.
Yes, well, I was born in Juarez. My parents were already living in the States. My mother was born in a town outside of El Paso. But she decided to go back to Mexico to give birth because my great grandmother, who was a midwife, had given birth to all her children. So that's how I became born. That's how I was born in Juarez, and then immediately they moved me to I lived in Juarez for 6 years with my grandmother.
Okay,
which is pretty much the story of Inez. She's a character who lived in both countries back and forth as a child. And then I was raised in Texas, in El Paso. I left El Paso in the 70s, mid-70s. Then ever since then, I've been kind of moving around.
Okay. Well, what inspired you to write American Tumbleweeds?
Well, it's basically when I left Texas, the first time I moved to the Midwest, and people there were always wanting to know where I came from. Even when I said Texas, they insisted on asking about my nationality. As soon as I said Mexican, people asked what part of Mexico I came from and how long I had been in the United States. Mm-hmm. When I moved to Gloucester, Massachusetts in 1980, the same questions continued with, comments like how well I spoke English and that sort of thing. Now, my family always spoke about Los Americanos as only Caucasians. To this day, my mom and I have this discussion. Yes, she's correct in the sense that my blood and genes are Mexican, but my heart and brain are American. And my soul is Mexican-American. How do you separate that? I don't.
Well, anyway, isn't that basically the idea of American? I mean, I'm Irish, German, and Indian, and you name it. I got a little something in me from everybody, but that we're American.
Exactly. And anyway, sometime in the late 1990s, I started hearing about politicians proposing the idea of, building a brick-and-mortar wall along the border. And I decided perhaps people needed to get a glimpse of life on our southern border. Mm-hmm. And that's when I decided to start writing. And the more I wrote, the more my writing resembled my family's history. Now, American Tumbleweeds is fiction. However, I draw from a lot of personal experience.
Okay. So did you always want to be a writer? I mean, I know you have, television in your background and whatnot, but did you always want to be a writer, or was it this particular instance that says, I think I have to do this?
No, I didn't always. Let me put it this way. I never thought of myself as a writer in the sense of a professional writer, but I always enjoyed writing. My first love, oddly enough, was music. But turns out I really wasn't musically inclined. I just have a very great appreciation of music and music culture, musicians. Mm-hmm. Writing was more or less something that we admired in other people, I just never. My family always had books. My parents always encouraged reading, but writing seemed a little bit out of the realm of, what I could accomplish. So it took me a while, to realize that that actually was something not only that I enjoyed, but that I was actually good at. I ended up going to Emerson College, and it was there that professors started to encourage me to write. But even then, I decided to major in video and film.
That worked out for you, didn't it?
That did. That worked out very well.
Right. So in your book, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway. Which character do you think you most closely relate to?
Well, I relate to, in an odd way, I relate to all of them. Mm-hmm. But I guess I would have to say Inez, just because she's the one that I decided to really look through her eyes at all of these events. Mm-hmm. And so that, in that sense, she's the one that I focused on the most.
Now, in the book, I know it's fiction, but how much of the book is based on personal experiences in there? I mean, how much of your own life is in that, in this book?
Well, you know, most writers always, writing is always cathartic in general. Mm-hmm. And so you always kind of put in a little bit of yourself, I guess, a little bit of people you've met in life, and kind of, you know, mix it around.
Sure.
And it, these characters come out. So yes, there are events that are fiction that are drawn from my personal experience.
Okay.
For example, my father was arrested. You know, he actually was arrested for transporting pot. Now, our family at the time never spoke about it. It was one of those things that this was back, you know, your family just didn't speak about these events. So mm-hmm. a lot of the arrest at the bridge and Catalina's meetings with Ramon's partners, the characters, mm-hmm. they're all derived from my imagination.
Okay.
A lot of these events are just things that I just, out of curiosity, out of kind of a sense of, you know, how do these things happen, that all of that is kind of what draws the experience of writing.
So a little bit of real life, a little bit of imagination tossed in there as well. I mean,
exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we learned about Inez through her own voice, but also a glimpse of her mom, grandma, and dad. I don't see much of the brothers in there. Was yeah. that intentional? You decided you don't like the guys? You know.
Well, that's oddly the reason I decided not to focus on the two brothers is because I wanted to isolate Inez. Mm-hmm. In her head, she seems to feel kind of left out. You know, like, why did the family take only the brothers? Why did the, you know, this sort of thing. So in her head, she's kind of entertains herself. She makes her own reality. And I just decided that, yes, the brothers were crucial to the story in the sense that, you know, at the end you realize, well, they do love her, of course, and, you know, they're part of it's a whole family. But I wanted to isolate Inez by herself in that sense.
Okay.
And her world really revolves around the adults. You know, mm-hmm. the adults are the ones who have been kind of affecting her life, loving her, and at the same time, a little bit of manipulation, you know, all of that.
Right.
So so that's why I decided just to focus on her.
Okay. Marta Elva on the phone with me this morning. American Tumbleweeds is the book. Now, Marta, one thing it has in there, very interesting, that Inez seems to be harassed. She was on the Mexican side, but not so much on the U.S. side. Now, it seems it's a cultural thing. Was this intentional for you to portray it that way?
Yes, that was also intentional because I am trying to illustrate the kind of, there's the confusion within our own culture of where we belong. Mm-hmm. You know, once you cross that border, or you're born here, or it does distinguish you. You become, you just become it's a different culture that you enter once you're in America. And I mean, Inez, to me, it wasn't so much that she would get harassed by her peers, immediate peers, even though there's a scene when she first arrives, I think she's in the second grade or something, and a little kid slaps her because she's not speaking English. But most of what I wanted to illustrate was that the Mexican, once you become, quote, Americanized, then the Mexican culture sees you as a different, it does affect their perception of you.
Why is that?
Well, you know, I really feel that it's one of, if we remember correctly, the Mexicans are native to America, to the Southwest, mm-hmm. California, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And like any indigenous fauna or flora, our roots run deep because they have been planted here for centuries. Mm-hmm. However, once that border, which is right now the Rio Grande River, really does separate a frame of mind and a frame of your sense of who you are. You know, you mentioned earlier about being, you know, everybody, almost everybody that I know who arrived in America, even whenever their ancestors arrived from a different place.
Sure.
And you grow up here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Mexican Americans, we all, particularly those of us who were raised on the border, you always have those 2 feet on each side of the border, you know.
Okay.
There's one in Mexico, one in here. And so you're always kind of straddling that border. And it's just a natural instinct of people to kind of distinguish you once you do make the break, or it's not so much the break, but certainly when I left Texas, I felt like I was in a totally different culture from my family that still lives in El Paso.
Mm.
Even though when I see them, I go back immediately, you know.
Right.
I immediately fit back right in. Those are my roots, Those are my roots.
Well, it's kind of like when I go back home. I mean, I got my folks live there in Rockport. It's like I go back home and I instantly I'm packing my car and have a yad. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Yes. And, and that's kind of, I guess, what I'm trying to say here is that we all are bicultural in a way.
Sure.
We're all bicultural. The point of this, the concern that I have, like with this wall that continues to be mentioned, is that it would create havoc on both sides of the border, not just one. You know, a wall symbolizes arrogance and superiority. You know, let's not forget that, like, in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan traveled to Berlin and demanded that Gorbachev tear down the wall. Mm-hmm. Reagan must have known that walls don't keep the bad guys out. Walls only serve to drive people living within them crazy. Mm-hmm. So many mistakes have been made by the U.S. and Mexican governments, and I hope, you know, in the matter of immigration, but I hope this one isn't one of them.
All right. Well, the book... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's you know, it's not that I condone illegal immigration. I don't. But at the same time, we are two countries united by nature. But both sides of the border have boundaries, and we both need to respect those borders and each other. And, you know, people who enter the United States illegally and have children without first becoming citizens, they need to understand the risk of that because that does separate families legally, emotionally, whatever. So if you're here illegally, then you need to be aware of the fact that you know you are putting your family in a serious situation there. So, but I can't tolerate people taking advantage of illegal immigrants. I don't care where they come from. But I do believe that we need to be respectful of each other. And I hope that instead of proposing walls, I hope that our political candidates work with Mexico to set up systems that benefit both countries and their citizens. You know, it's at a time where we both countries need to do something to protect all their citizens.
There you go. Well, the book is American Tumbleweeds by Marta Elva. Now, if folks want to get their hands on the book, how do they do that?
Yes, we actually have Barnes & Noble at UNM in Las Cruces. You can get it there. You can go online, or you can go to your local bookstore and order it. It launched today. So today, actually, it launched the 10th.
Ah, so, okay.
Yes, the 10th. So it's available, and you can go online and order it. And I hope it's been getting good reviews. And I hope it continues, and I hope you enjoyed it.
It's an excellent read. I highly recommend everybody go out and get yourself a copy. American Tumbleweeds. Marta, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you. If I could just give a little shout out to all my different families in New York, friends and families in New York, New York City, Texas, New Mexico. They're all over, and they're going to be listening to this. So.
All right. Big shout outs to the nation. Apparently everybody listening in this morning. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right, Marta, you are awesome. Thank you so much.
You take care now.
All right.